everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's good to be with you today. I got a great show for you today. So much stuff to talk about in regards to this war or the silent war that's happening. But like I say, always go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource. Number one, you can subscribe to my Instagram and you can see instant news. You can also see various articles and things that I've linked to kind of the description of what is going on, because what's going on is complicated. It's not so simple as just, oh, we're going to invade Venezuela for oil. Or the U.S. invaded the Middle East for oil. It's much deeper than that. The intellectual conversation of most people likes to blame the U.S. for, obviously, like they want people's oil. And in reality, the U.S. is the largest oil producer in the world. The U.S. doesn't need anybody's oil. This is a battle of ideology. It's a culture war. And obviously, beneath that, it's actually an imperialistic war that has spent thousands and thousands of years. Various events that have happened throughout world history, obviously the creation of Islam, Christianity, Constantine, you know, obviously the Jewish people back in the day. All this is relating to events that are unfolding today, and there's really no difference. The key to really understanding is once you see this imperialistic war, you know what's happening. The enemy of this world is facing a Western imperialist force. So how do I say this? Well, if we go back in world history one more time, ever since the time of Constantine, where he kind of felt a soft spot toward Christianity, these nations that have adopted these principles have expanded throughout the world. Christopher Columbus went overseas. They met a bunch of native people that all the anti-colonialists and communists are all fighting right now and saying they're horrible. But they were raping other women. They were enslaving other people, executing randomly other people. So when Christopher Columbus came over, a new way of life was formed from this Western imperialistic force. And this is really the battle. There has been a deep evil force in this world that people cannot recognize for the life of them that is literally trying to destroy and stop Western expansionism in this world. Now, case in point, how would you possibly remake this world in evil? Well, it's very simple. The United States of America is the backbone of the Western world. And we've been talking on this podcast for quite some time that their goal was to take over the USA internally, decimate the USA, cause it to have a fall from grace, which is being done through a plethora of means such as, you know, obviously media propaganda war, culture war, economic war, and various other things, and obviously intellectual war. And once they get the United States of America, they're free at will to basically ransack the rest of the Western world. China, Russia, Iran, all these nations are ready to go. The only problem for them is that they obviously face an equal imperialistic force that seeks to destroy them and pass over Western values. It's not about oil. It's about Western values. It's about a culture. It's about stuff that people can't see. The intellectually kind of weak people will argue that it's oil. Any kind of conversation regarding that, right away you're like, no, it is much, much deeper than this. It's much deeper than money. It's about power and control and remaking the world. So where are we today, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we talked about in this last podcast how we're going to have a wonderful peace, and Vladimir Putin and Trump are going to sign this wonderful peace treaty, and Ukraine is going to come to its senses, and Russia is going to come to its senses, and everybody's going to be happy all over again. Any kind of peace treaty that's going to come from this, if it does come, is absolutely nothing is going to have any sort of value. In my point of view, even Trump, look at what he's doing. Why on earth would he be sending warships to Venezuela? Well, you know that the president of the United States of America, when he's sitting in his office right now, it's very hard for him to justify a war with Venezuela. He can't sit there and say, hey, I'm just going to invade Venezuela and I'm just going to free all its people. Doing something like that requires congressional approval. He can defend the United States of America in a war, absolutely. But he can also do things like for 60 days, such as attacking the drug cartels and making things such as, drugs being seen as a threat. This is going back to some of these old Tom Clancy movies and books that we've talked about. But how does this Venezuela relate, obviously, to the Soviet Union, Vladimir Putin? Well, as you know, they're all allies. They all work together. And obviously, as you know, Cuba's the same way. Why has the U.S. tried to overthrow Cuba many times? This is about a culture war. This is about something much deeper than the U.S. just going in for oil. This is, and Trump and his, you know, as much as I like Trump and I like his pro-Western agenda, he's not necessarily a truth bearer all times either. Remember, he's sitting in the White House and he has this vast resources of of technology and all this kind of media propaganda that he can use from his seat. And obviously him going to Venezuela for drugs is just, you know, it's just a perfect thing. Will there be peace? There will never be peace. Even if an agreement was signed, it'll be meaningless. You know, as for Zelensky, you can just see everyone's being pushed to the table. Zelensky, you know, should accept the loss of land from, you know, from Ukraine, and Putin should be accepting of that. Neither of these people are going to get along. And it's very easy to understand, because it all goes back to money and control. We've talked many times about how Zelensky and his associates in Ukraine, the oligarchs, are all working with Vladimir Putin. We went over the money laundering operation where they accept US funds and it's all money laundered. It goes back to Vladimir Putin. We discussed George Soros' involvement in Ukraine and how George Soros is working with the Soviets. This is all just the giant cluster, but really it's a psychological war on the Western world. The population in the Western world here is starting to kind of come to its senses, and we're halfway there, ladies and gentlemen. I admit that I've kind of been wrong about timeline in a sense, where I thought things would happen really, really quickly. And they haven't, they've kind of crawled snail paced. And this is really because people in the Western world are demoralized. They cannot objectively identify the truth anymore just from common sense. The common sense approach is, ladies and gentlemen, if George Soros was an honorable person and truly did collapse the Iron Curtain like he told you he did, why is he funding Antifa? Why is he funding all these communist movements in the States? It would just make logical sense to people. People in the Western world are undergoing a giant retraining, which means, how do you take somebody from believing everything is a lie, or this is a lie, or believing that, and then changing the whole subject, and this is re-educating everyone to believe something completely different? This takes time. When it goes back to, obviously, the investigations that have come out, obviously the investigations on Hillary and Joe Biden that I've told you about, telling people the truth cannot happen at kind of a juvenile time. You can't just tell people back in 2016, hey, this is the truth. The truth is that Obama was a Soviet asset put in the White House at our hour of empire collapse. He was blackmailing Hillary. Joe Biden works with the Ukrainians and the Chinese, and they're all working with the Russians. They can't possibly explain that, because even if I explain that right now to 500,000 people, how many of these people would actually absorb that and understand that? Very few. This is really about a re-education. And this re-education is going to lead to, oh, these are our enemies. For thousands of years, the Western world, which has been expanding throughout world history, has had enemies that have tried to destroy it. Those people who are anti-colonialism, those people who all this LGBT stuff and all this kind of belief structure and all these socialist values that we have right now, this is all KGB propaganda. This is all designed to collapse the Western world, where the Western world is defenseless, and then a giant takeover could happen. But as you know, Obama was their guy, and he was supposed to lead them to all their glory in this giant smash and grab job that was supposed to happen on Hillary's presidency. And as you know, it's all gone bad, ladies and gentlemen. This is why, if you go to theawakener.ca, you'll understand it all. Head there now. Take care.